Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space himself, is my colleague and co-host, and we're off to Mars thanks to Professor Jeffrey Hoffman of MIT in the Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics, who is part of the MOXIE team, one of the very successful experiments in human history, on board Perseverance, the rover that's been in the news these last years, wandering Mars, sampling Martian soil, looking for evidence of the Martian epoch. MOXIE, however, is an experiment that was loaded 40 pounds of weight onto Perseverance, which is a lot of weight to carry. So there were great expectations of MOXIE. And right now we're very pleased that the professor is here to explain to us what it is that they hoped MOXIE would do and what it is MOXIE has done. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much for this. When you loaded MOXIE on board Perseverance, what were your great expectations? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Yeah, this is fun to be here. I love talking about MOXIE. It's been an exciting episode in my life. I've always been fascinated with space exploration. I was fortunate enough to be a NASA astronaut for 25 years, made 5 space flights. We dreamed as young astronauts, you know, coming in only 6 years after the end of the Apollo program, that it wasn't going to be too long before, you know, people would be going on to Mars. And, you know, all it was going to take was another president. But, of course, it didn't quite work out that way. I have no complaints. I had some great flights on the shuttle, fixed the Hubble Space Telescope, but still love to see people get to Mars someday. You know, right now, the big push is to reestablish our ability to work on the moon, which I think is the right way to go about it, because, gosh, it's been 50 years since we've been on the surface of another planetary body. But Mars is so fascinating. I mean, all the probes we've sent there, as you mentioned, there was a time in the history of Mars where it may have been very much like the early Earth. You know, we're doing great explorations with our robots, and I love robots on Mars everywhere. I mean, they take us places we can't go, but, you know, to dig really deep wells, you need roughnecks. I mean, to really search for possible fossil life, humans can do that so much more efficiently. And so someday we need to explore Mars as well as is humanly possible, and that means sending people. And, you know, I'd love to go to Mars, but I'd also like to come back to Earth, which means you got to have a way of taking off from the surface. And that's what MOXIE is all about. And what does that mean? Well, what do you need to take off from the surface of a planet with gravity? You need a big rocket, and rockets burn fuel and oxidizer. And the oxidizer we normally use is liquid oxygen. And so, you know, if people have seen the movie The Martian, you know, they had a crew of 6. They got in their rocket. They took off. You know, Mark Watney did the same. They never showed where all that oxygen, that propellant, came from. They used probably 30 tons of liquid oxygen to get off the surface of Mars. And if you had to bring all that oxygen from the Earth, you would have to put about 450 tons into Earth orbit just to have enough propellant and rocket engines and everything, heat shields, to get it to Mars. You know, some things we have to make on Earth and send to Mars, anything we manufacture, computers, spacesuits. But dumb old oxygen. I mean, if we could make that oxygen on Mars, we are way ahead of the game, because we save billions and billions of dollars for every trip. how do you make oxygen on Mars is what MOXIE is all about. And people have worked on this technology for decades in the laboratory here on Earth and have developed various processes, one of which was incorporated into MOXIE, where you can actually, just like every, you know, high school chemistry, everyone electrolyzes water. You know, you put in the two probes, you hook it to a battery, and hydrogen comes out one side, oxygen comes out the other side. Well, it turns out you can electrolyze carbon dioxide. It's a lot harder. You know, you have to heat it up to about 800 degrees Celsius. You have to run it over special catalysts and use a special electrolyte, which only passes oxygen ions. But the thing is, we know how to do that. A commercial company built the electrolysis unit. It was incorporated into MOXIE. It was tested many times on Earth in Mars-like environments. But NASA has a rule. If you're going to rely on a technology or a piece of equipment that is critical for a human mission, and making oxygen certainly is, if you want to get home, and of course, if you want to breathe. And I should say, most people, when you talk about making oxygen, oh yeah, we need oxygen to breathe, and we do. But, you know, I would only breathe slightly less than a kilogram of oxygen a day. And that's a lot less than the 30 tons I'm going to need to get off the surface of Mars and get my ride home. So it's not enough just to show that it works in what we think Mars-like environments are on the Earth. We've got to actually show that the process and the equipment works in the actual environment, which means sending it to Mars, which is what MOXIE was all about. It was a demonstration that this process really does work on Mars, and that Mars doesn't have any nasty surprises, which we didn't think of. And you know what? It works. It's been great. We've run it, I think, about 15 times now. We're getting ready for another run. Of course, it's on a much smaller scale, by hundreds, you know, factors of several hundred than what we would need for a human mission. But it shows that the process works, and it works on Mars, and we've done it in all the different Martian seasons at different times of day. And so it's just been incredibly successful. It's been very exciting.
David?
It's historic in the sense, just like, you know, flying the helicopter on Mars, that was a Wright brothers moment, you know, the first controlled aerodynamic flight of a powered vehicle in the atmosphere of another planet. And we've just, we demonstrated on the 20th of April in 21 that the first time that we've actually used external resources on another planet. We didn't actually use them because there's no one to breathe the oxygen, but we made it, and we showed that it could be done.
David, you have a question for the professor.
Sure, Jeff. Given this success, what kind of timeline could there be to support a human mission, be it a small settlement or some kind of scientific mission? And how cost-effective would it be to scale it up for a human mission?
Well, if we get to the point where we have repetitive human missions, that's when it starts to pay for itself. As to when that's going to happen and what we need to do before we're really ready to go to Mars, that's a big question. The first thing we've got to get back to the moon and, you know, show that we can work on another planetary surface. There's a couple of big problems before we can really have repeated trips and really have Martian exploration. And that is, we got to have better propulsion. We got to be able to get there faster. 7 to 8 months, either way, you know, given the orbital mechanics, you then have to spend, over a year on the surface of Mars. I mean, it's a huge undertaking. If we could get there in half the time, and get back in half the time, we could do it in one cycle. And you're exposed to much less radiation on the way in and out. The logistics are easier. The transport costs. But, you know, with chemical propulsion that we have now, we just can't do it. So NASA, I know, is working with the Department of Energy on nuclear thermal production. And I think they've recently put out some information that I think people recognize that maybe ultimately we need sort of some sort of high thrust electric propulsion, plasma propulsion, something like that. If we can cut down the time to get to Mars, that's a huge step in enabling exploration.
We're speaking.
And then we're ready for repetitive missions where it becomes cost effective to actually make the oxygen on Mars, and eventually, if we can get some water, you can extend that process. So you could have not only Mars made oxygen, but you would have Mars made methane, that's your rocket fuel, and so all of your propellant would come from Mars. You wouldn't have to bring it from Earth.
Mars Oxygen in Situ Resource Utilization Experiment, MOXIE, MOXIE. We're speaking with Professor Jeffrey Hoffman. He teaches at the Aeronautics and Astronautics Department at MIT. He's a former astronaut. We're going to go back to Mars when we come back and ask Jeff what he wants with unlimited budget. Now that MOXIE's made a wonderful demonstration on Perseverance, what is the next step to demonstrate its capabilities? David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.